Back in the 1960s, the Duchess of Argyll was talk of the town in London. She was embroiled in a shocking divorce trial, the kind that would make headlines today. It's the focus of a miniseries on Amazon Prime called A Very British Scandal. NPR's Mandalique Del Barco has more.
A Very British Scandal dramatizes a sordid chapter in the very real life of Margaret Campbell, whose second husband was a Scottish duke. She was born in New York, the daughter of a Scottish industrialist. She was a privileged debutante to grace the British society pages. She enjoyed posh dinner parties and had many romances. In one scene, she makes no apologies for her libido.
I do like it. I like it very much. And I'm extremely good at it.
In her first role since her turn as Queen Elizabeth II in the series The Crown, actress Claire Foy plays the Duchess.
She's such a fascinating character, and I think that I did have a lot of fun being someone who followed basically their own desire, their own needs and wants, and with very little concern for the repercussions or other people's feelings.
Both the Duke and the Duchess are depicted behaving quite cruelly to one another, and Foy says they both had affairs.
People didn't necessarily crassly discuss it openly, but the aristocracy and the upper classes in the United Kingdom would, you know, extramarital relationships was kind of the norm. You know, it wasn't uncommon for people to have lovers, it wasn't uncommon for people to have mistresses.
What was very shocking at the time were the salacious details printed in the newspapers. When the Duke filed for divorce, he accused her of having had 88 lovers. As evidence, he presented to the court Margaret's private diaries, which he stole. Most damaging was a blurry Polaroid picture of what he said was the Duchess pleasuring a man whose head was cut off at the top of the photo. The press immediately labeled her
Margaret, the Dirty Duchess.
Sarah Phelps created and wrote A Very British Scandal, which first aired on the BBC. She says the juicy celebrity trial was the first modern mass media frenzy in the UK.
She was a duchess, and there were these rumoured photographs of her doing something so inexcusably and astonishingly dirty for a duchess that it was just absolutely, I mean, it was the story of the day.
You're the top.
Cole Porter even wrote a song about the Duchess of Argyll. She later wrote in her autobiography. The series depicts how the divorce judge spent nearly 4 hours chastising her.
I consider her to be a highly sexed woman who had ceased to be satisfied with normal relations and had started to indulge in disgusting sexual activities to gratify a debased sexual appetite.
Foy says the judge eviscerated her reputation.
Trying to paint her as this sort of scarlet woman because she was basically going against the central tenet of what it is to be a woman, which is well-behaved and sort of virginal and saintly and motherly and all those sorts of things, then it was even worse.
The Duke went on to marry his fourth wife, and Margaret lost everything, including the Scottish castle she had painstakingly restored with her own money. The press attention soon turned to the next scandal, starring Britain's Secretary of State for War, a Soviet naval attaché, and a 19-year-old model. Writer Phelps says the media circus later hounded Princess Diana, Amy Winehouse, Meghan Markle, and on and on.
We're so used to the massive scandals, even more so now, it feels. What really fascinated me about this scandal, and everybody had sniggered at it, and it had been completely gone round the world. It had pretty much sort of almost invented a particular style of prurient tabloid journalism. But then Margaret had had to carry on living with it.
Phelps says it took courage for the ex-duchess to press on after being slut-shamed. Forever in pearls and carrying her poodle, she nevertheless died penniless at age 80. But you can still find TV interviews like this one, in which she answers questions about the Duke of Argyll and his castle in Verara.
Did he marry you for love or for money?
I simply don't know. I knew I loved him. I knew I wanted to save Inverara desperately badly.
That very British clip is included in A Very British Scandal. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.